Hi there. The word for today is, we shall be like him. In 1 John 3, verse 2, we read, we shall be like him, that is Jesus. What a statement. Let every parent write these words on their child's bedroom wall. Let those who are struggling physically or mentally fall asleep with the promise, we shall be like him. Let us all take this promise to heart. We shall be like him. We shall graduate from this version of life into his very likeness. You'll have a spiritual body. In your current state, your unregenerated flesh battles constantly with your regenerated spirit. Your eyes look where they shouldn't, your taste buds desire the wrong drinks, your heart knows it shouldn't be anxious, but your mind still worries. Sound familiar? Can you relate to Paul's confession in Romans 7, verse 22? Here's what he writes. Listen carefully. I think it's your story too. As well as mine, I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. You know what? In heaven, our parts that Paul refers to will no longer rebel. Your new body will be a spiritual body with every part cooperating towards one end. Johnny Erickson Tada, who as you probably know has been confined to a wheelchair since age 17, puts it this way, I can't wait to be clothed in righteousness without a trace of sin. True, it'll be wonderful to stand and stretch and reach to the sky, but it'll be more wonderful to offer praise that's pure. I won't be crippled by distractions, disabled by insincerity. I won't be handicapped by half-heartedness. My heart will join with others and bubble over with effervescent adoration. We'll finally be able to fellowship fully with the Father and the Son. For me, this will be the best part of heaven. So, the word for you today is, we shall be like him.